kept naming some people's house, and then I had this whole bit where he kept saying who they were, and then he'd go into Skin Man story mode, which has nothing to do with about the story he's telling you. I just want to know where he got all this from.
Hey, what is this?
Well, the Hankelmans owned a farm. Okay, so you got it from the Hankelmans?
Yeah.
No. Actually, just
sit
one
down.
Of those.
Let me tell you the story.
No, seriously, I just want like the quick. That's what I'm trying to do. You have 30 minutes.
Yeah,
and
Goodwill.
I'll tell you right where they came from.
Got them at Goodwill. Yeah, I've been in a Skin Man story a time or two.
So he brought a whole bunch of different sets of them. So that was his contribution.
I like him, and I didn't notice him last show, and I do like him, though. I need to get a peachy folder or something, you know, for all my papers.
Mm-hmm.
Just some sort of trapper keeper. It's kind of cool, because one of these, if I'm never here, you guys are welcome to just rip through some of these old
just do an old
dates
show.
And just do it. There's a lot of good topics we never got to, so... That's kind of why
most
I do it.
All of those notes we never got to.
Yeah, a lot of that. I wonder how many words I've written.
That you have never used on the show?
No, just...
That's a vague question, yeah.
I mean, how many words I've written? Because if you think about it, before we started this show, once I graduated from school, once I was done with all my schooling, I really don't feel like I wrote that much. I didn't write words down very often.
No, maybe times and dates. Signature.
Stuff like that, but I wouldn't just write sentences and thoughts and words.
Mm-mm.
That didn't happen very often.
No.
And so, consistently, for multiple years now, on a weekly basis, I'm constantly writing down thoughts or ideas or whatever, topics, and I wonder how much that is. Like, in comparison on...
And do you include text? Do you include typing in your phone or just written word?
I'm only doing written.
Okay.
Because I could actually double it, because most of the time they start in the phone.
Because in the time you've written those notes, I've written these, too.
That's true. You've written more words since you started the show.
Oh, yeah.
For sure, right?
Yeah, I mean, and then with my job, I do.
Well, we both do in the job, but they're not really words. Part numbers, little notes.
Little redhead Negro. I mean,
count.
I write that stuff.
They would
you know?
Count.
Yeah, that would count.
In the collection of words, I know it's stupid, but to compare it to, if you were going to compare it to John Grisham, how many words I've written.
Does he handwrite as though? Or they
they're all typed, probably now.
So that's the only reason I was trying to compare.
I mean, his literature is so commercialized now.
Oh, yeah.
That you're probably right. Probably none of that comes on
paper. Or from him anymore.
A lot of people claim that, yeah.
He has ghostwriters writing.
He has
stuff.
Writers writing, because basically it's the same format. You know,
what else does he have to write? The guy's written 9,000 books.
Every lawyer book there you could ever write.
Yes, the Lincoln lawyer, Lincoln Burnin.
yeah, Lincoln's Burnin. They're all Lincoln related. Going back to Lincoln, greatest president Lincoln. I used to be into John Grisham. Like,
I don't know if I've ever read a John Grisham book. I'm not saying
you watch the movies though.
Yeah, and I might have. I'm not. I don't know. Even a lot of the books I've...
A Time to Kill would be probably the biggest one, I would think, if you
were
ranking
I've just seen
them.
It with Matthew McConaughey, and that's it.
Yeah.
That's why I said I've seen every movie that he wrote.
Pelican Brief.
Yeah. Matthew McConaughey playing a lawyer.
You've seen... What was the other one? Rainmaker.
Matthew McConaughey playing a lawyer.
Yeah, it's got Matthew McConaughey and a lawyer in it. There's a couple more that he's done, too. Something about the... Hung Jury or something like that, but I don't know. I was big into him for a while. I don't know why either. Just the way his style was.
I'll say my reading, other than, you know, forced reading, probably cut off, like...
Said forced reading?
Forced. Like, where we had to have, like, a book report due, or, like, when you did Book It or whatever.
Yeah. Then you would do that.
Other than that, it was English when they assigned me a book throughout high school. I mean, I read, like, the... Steve Austin book. I read Bo Jackson's
Tell
book.
Tell me about Steve Austin's book.
I don't remember a lot of it. I'd have to reread some of it, but we talked about his
it's
book.
It's got to be worth a reread.
There's not a lot of childhood stuff that I remember from it. It all was like his early wrestling career type stuff and like some sports stuff. I was into like...
I've read sports books.
Yeah, I mean, I read the Bo Jackson book.
Especially
I read,
during what you're talking about when they required it.
You to do it, yeah.
Then, yeah, I was into sports stuff. There was a moment in my...
What's the one about the Bears running back? Brian Song read that.
Oh, my gosh. Don't do that to yourself.
Well, it's a great book, though. But it's a great book. It's
a
great story. Gay
Sayers. I was into a lot of reading back then for some reason. I didn't like talking to people.
If you can't tell by the way I read out loud now, I didn't do a lot of reading.
I'm really getting back into it now, but it's hard because I have to find books. It's kind of cool because my kids are at the age where I can read some books that I actually like now, where as before, you're just reading Dr. Seuss garbage. And of all children's books, Dr. Seuss is the best one, which shows you how bad all the children's books are.
I don't know if you've read any of Tom Brady's line. He's got some good books.
Does he?
Yeah. Marky Mark does some books that are pretty good.
Here's my biggest issue is now, and you probably haven't had to even venture into this world. Now, children's books are like, my wife will get the ones that are tailored to make kids
see what a point of view.
See the point of view of the woke society. Like to not point out people's differences. Uh-huh. But my whole argument is they don't have any of that notion in their head right now. There's not an issue.
The only person that develops from is the people, right? I mean, their mom and their dad.
Right. Which we don't have that discussion. I know, but now these books will, if I read a book about the boy that wants to dress like a girl, there's no reason. He'll run into that when he runs into it. And if he has zero prejudice, preconceived thing about it, there's not going to be an issue when he does it. He'll accept it or whatever, in whatever way he processes it. It's kind of like his friends at school. There's no labels on where they're from or what, right? There's just names. There never has been.
It was our, you know, parents and the people around us that put those labels on them.
But then parents are still writing these books and think that they have to
do the undo. Yes, undo. They're trying to undo us.
Yes, we're already making kids that aren't. They don't have these.
That's what I'm saying. Don't undo us. Just don't redo us.
Yes.
That's all you have to do.
Go the Morgan Freeman style, man, where just don't point it out. If you don't talk about it, it will not be an issue.
Yeah.
Constantly putting it in the head.
It's going to be there, but yes.
It will, but I think it's lessened each generation. It obviously has. But
yeah. Yeah.
So there's this book because we've been reading all the Gary Paulsons, all the Hatchets, and they're fun because they're survival stories, and I enjoy reading them with them because I forgot them, so it's fun to revisit it. But then that's over. We've read all those. So we got this one, the other one, this called Ghost, and it's about this black kid who, and he makes it clear that he's a black kid, and he talks, and it's from the inner cities, and his dad, it's first three pages is his dad's chasing him and his mom around with a shotgun going to kill him. And it's like written from a middle schooler's perspective. And this kid, I'm sure, and it's one of the gold medal winners for these books. It's like, I don't know if I want to be reading this to him. I mean,
seems like you should just let him watch New Jack City.
It might be based off. I think New Jack City's based off of this book.
Okay.
I don't know, but it's an okay book, except for the fact that it's written through the eyes of this kid. He wrote it, I guess, but he wrote it with his limited vocabulary, so he's speaking.
There's a lot of books that way.
It's out of the way. It's talking in the urban speak, and I can't, so you read it. You don't want to do it that way.
Yeah,
you could mock it or whatever, and it's like, why do we have to do? Why is this book important? I mean, Hatchet. He's probably never going to be in a plane crash and fall in a forest and can survive like Hatchet. I get it, but it's more of a fantasy deal.
Yeah.
Of, man, what if you were? Would you have thought to do that? Or could you imagine a bear coming in there and that crazy shit makes you think that way? This just makes you think of horrible shit. Like, the whole book, it just makes you think of, like, how poor this kid is and the bullying that's going on around him and all this. Like, this is very depressing. And it doesn't make my kid think, I'm going to go out and be just a really good kid. It just makes him sad.
Yeah, I think there's, I guess, two sides to it. I don't know. I mean, they're, I guess, pointing out things people don't know and don't see to make them aware, but what I mean, they're going to be aware. I mean, I think
they'll eventually become aware.
But I also say
their face.
I mean, I had a pretty decent grasp. I think I'm pretty well versed, I guess, in race relations for the most part. And I grew up in a small all white town that, I mean, I was exposed to quite a bit when we'd come to Wichita. I mean, we had TV, you had that, but
sports helps that too.
Yeah, and I traveled playing sports, and
that's the
biggest
thing. Yeah,
but and I mean, I grew up the first town I was in. There was more races than the second town I went to, which was a white town with maybe
very safe.
I know. No, very farm oriented town. Yeah. You know, but I don't know. I don't know. I think they're. Again, these writers are trying to make up for the preconceived what fucked us up or our generation or just above us.
Yeah.
But they're doing the opposite because they're Yeah, just let them decide for themselves. You know, teach them that. Teach them.
Well, it's like they want to instill empathy towards other people that are down, which is a good thing to have, except for if you just, you don't have to ignore that all that
the
exists.
The reason the books are there is because there still is the people out there putting that shit in their kids' heads.
You know,
that's why.
The Klan isn't going to be reading the book. The people that need to read the book aren't going to be reading it.
But if they get it at school somehow.
And by putting it in the mind of my kid now, it's like, this is, I guess it's okay on some stuff. I don't mind the fact that there's bullying mentioned because he's going to go through that and to, I guess, have a preparation of all that. That's okay. But there's, I don't know. To me, it should be at, and that's on me. I mean, I don't have to read it.
Exactly.
To him, but
I don't know what age
is
a good age for them to start, you know, because just like we talked about on the show the other day, even Wichita does not prepare you for New York. Downtown Los Angeles, downtown Kansas
City.
It's
all experience once you do it. That's my thing. Why not just keep that, what would that be? Like that, thinking of a, what was that thing that
the allure?
No, that, the Ten Commandments, that slate.
Okay.
Why not keep that slate completely wiped free of no, you don't put those prejudices in their head. They don't even point out that that exists. And then when they come to them, say, yes, this stuff does happen, and you can't think that everybody acts that way. Just because you went to school today and an Asian kid happened to pick on you or whatever doesn't mean all Asians are. Mm-hmm. That's when you can come to it. But for him to know that Asian kids are picking on people before he's ever been picked on by one is kind of stupid. Just let him come to it when it happens. And
I think it's they're counteracting the parenting and the lack of parenting.
Well, they
want to
have a purpose. That's the biggest problem with the writers. They feel like they got to have a purpose, and they don't have a voice that we're going to listen to.
Well, there's no new stories to write.
So they do have a 5-year-old head that they can put this kind of shit into. And that's the part that bothers me. Get off your high horse that you're preaching down all this shit on.
I say enough just from getting on, which I've stayed as far away as I could for the most part lately, like the pages on Facebook. But if what is really said and is really on these is even like 1/1,000,000,000 of the way that Americans and people truly think, there needs to be some books written to keep some kids straight, because if their parents the ones teaching them, then we're right back to...
We had the book, Casey. It's called The Bible.
That's true. That one fucked up a bunch of people, too.
It did. Yeah. Well, I
don't
think
know
you could
what
argue on...
Yeah.
Yeah. Any book of God...
I think it all... I mean, just what our whole arguments last week came down to, it comes down ultimately to parenting regardless. Exposing them to what you think they need to be exposed to, not exposing them what you don't. You know, when they're exposed to stuff that they're not ready for, sitting down and explaining it, maybe not even from your perspective, but from sitting back and just explaining what happened, not keeping by it. That's a hard thing for even me talking about a sports team I like or a sport or whatever, keeping biased or what's it preconceived in your head out of something
it.
When you're
it's
teaching
difficult.
Your children is hard.
Yeah.
But that's what, to be the best teacher,
you
can't put your bias into it. Now, if you know something's bad and something they need to stay away from, put your bias into it. But if you just have a feeling in your head something is, you know what I mean?
There's... Right. Well, I think that I've always subscribed to the notion that if you and I are having this conversation, and we do often, and we think about these kinds of things, we probably don't have anything to worry about, because we already, it's self-fulfilling. We worry about these things. So that part takes care of itself.
Which is why we have pretty decent kids.
I mean,
that's
why
we're
great parents. I mean, we're neglecting them right now to sit in here and do a show and talk to you about how good of parents we are. So it's perfect.
Well, they're listening.
Hopefully. Somebody is. All right.
And now the Conrad and Jack Show presents Monday Morning Papers.
Please buy a paper from me so I can get me something to read.
Just a paper boy. A paper is everything I'm not.
Extra, extra, read all about it. Gather round everybody. I'm gonna tell you a story.
But I used to be a paper boy, had it
the air.
Welcome to Monday Morning Papers, everybody. I'm your host, Conrad. I'm joined, as always, by Casey, or
Hi.
As you know him, Conrad, or Jack, or whatever we got
whatever
into
last week.
Yep. So, welcome to the show. If you haven't heard before, listen, all we do is we go to MSN.com. It's a website on your browser, whether you use Safari or Chrome or even Mozilla Firefox, will get you there. And once you're there,
Yahoo will even take you there.
Maybe. There's a scrolling banner of stories that are curated typically to your search history. And so these stories, oftentimes, when you're on your way to your Hotmail account, get overlooked. And we do a show here where we'll read into some of those scrolling banners and give our take on those. Most of the time, we won't even get to any of that, to be honest with you. But
too sad and political anymore.
That's what it's all based on. At least that's what this
that's
show
what it
is.
Started out
that's how
as.
It started as for this show. If you're listening to us live, you're listening to us on the Conrad and Jack Show's Mixler feed. That's Mixler.com/FalconFM. Or you're maybe watching us. We're on YouTube and Periscope and I think even on Twitch for the Conrad and Jack Show. So we do a show every Wednesday, the Conrad and Jack Show. It's a live show from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. on all the same places. You can download Monday Morning Papers on its own on iTunes and all the other outlets that you get podcasts, along with the Conrad and Jack Show, as it's just a separate feed. So yeah, we're all intermingled. It's all the same thing. The same dummies doing the same kind of dumb shit. So if you like one, you'll like the other. They're different shows completely, but I think a lot of the heart and soul is there. So you should enjoy both. If you subscribe to one, please subscribe to the other. Like, share, tell a friend that they do this stuff. We try to bring this to you every week. We were on a good pace there for a couple years. We took a few months off here this summer because of work and scheduling, but we've been back now a couple weeks, and we're excited to bring this show on a consistent way like we have in the past. So,
breaking news.
What's going on, man?
NASA is reportedly investigating what's said to be the first ever instance of a space crime.
Bro, is this have to do with the new Space Force?
Well, no, this is the reason why we need the Space Force, because right now...
What's going on?
Well, I don't know if this would actually be more a Space Force thing. According to a report by the New York Times, the space organization is currently looking into a claim that an astronaut, Annie McLean, inappropriately...
Whoa.
...accessed her bank account.
Okay,
she accessed
the bank account of her
spouse outside the confines of the Earth.
Summer Warden. Oh wow! So she's up on the freaking
space station,
star station, dude,
uh-huh.
And she's up there hacking into her.
And
her
still,
ex-
what, where are you sending money to though? Are you wiring it up to you in space? What are you spending it on?
No, but think about it, dude. Because the whole thing, if you've ever gotten to hacking.
Oh, I'm big into shows about hacking myself.
Yeah.
I can barely turn a computer on.
If you ever get into hacking and coding, a lot of that shit comes down to cracking passwords, dog.
Uh-huh.
And that's what these people are doing. And the problem is they always get caught because it comes back. Amateur hackers comes back to your IP. You get pinged, dude, and the bank says, hey, it came from around this address. If you're up rolling around on the ISS in the space station and you're wanting to zoom into your ex-wife's freaking bank account to try
uh-huh.
to pull some money and transfer, where's the IP address? God, I mean, what is
yeah
it?
That's
you're,
true
you're at the ISS.
Well, she's back to Earth now.
That's the problem with space, dude. You got to come back.
You got to
right
come
now.
Back because the money's no good up there.
In the future though, you don't
then
know
it's good. Then you got space there, you just go hop to another space station and go hit the mall there.
Well, isn't it possible, don't you think, that once we get space pods more, like, if let's just assume space travel's real,
is that why Amazon sent that thing up there so they can deliver up there too?
Dude, I'm telling you, if they get space pods where people are just climbing around in their little space stations for a bunch of years, you're going to get your shit.
Yeah.
Like, you're still an American. You still got to get that new toaster.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, I've no way to power it. I guess solar.
Yes, yeah, so there's all kinds of fucking sun up there.
Yeah.
So much sun. Your toaster would be way more powerful.
Oh, so much hot toast.
So, dude, you don't get a paycheck up there. Not when you're in the ISS, because they're probably
unless
NASA's-
you're selling stuff, you got an internet job, you're just Amazon and stuff.
Well, she probably wasn't. She's probably getting that NASA check.
Pay.
But they're like, yeah, when you come back, you don't need it now.
What are you gonna buy?
And she's like, fuck that shit. She's up there birthday shopping. She's uh-huh. RSVPing for weddings. She's got to hack into some of that shit. That's the thing, dude. I'm sure she's not the only. Russian people been doing it when they go up there, because that's their gig. They go up there and hack into stuff.
I don't know if the truth, like, so apparently the couple had been married since 2014.
Is it two women? It seems Anne seems like a woman's name.
The one is definitely a woman.
And a woman astronaut.
She filed a However, Wharton and Air Force intelligence officer felt otherwise. She filed a complaint. Yeah, so there's two women. That's first of all, you can't have two women married in NASA together.
That would be space law. Space law number one.
They probably met there. You know, it's like love. She denies it. She says it is true. She got in there, but she was no wrongdoing. I'm taking it as like basically this chick filed for divorce from the other chick while she was up on a space station. In that case, rules don't apply again because you're in space. You can't divorce somebody else who's in space.
No, space law doesn't allow that.
So then then accessing the accounts to see like if she's taken her money out. I mean, I don't know all this.
You should if you're in a lesbian relationship.
With
an astronaut, and you're up in space, you are the astro, and you're looking at your smartwatch, and you're finding out that she's signed the paper, she's taken him to the lawyer, and you're getting on the outs. By the time you come back, you may not have an apartment anymore. You guys don't have that condo. Who's getting the Subaru? You don't know any of this stuff. You got to hack into the accounts.
Yeah, you got to find out where the money's going, where it's coming from.
You're literally handcuffed by being out of the planet.
Yes.
Okay? You're gonna dump this on me now, sweetheart?
Yeah.
I literally just got here. Well, into outer fucking space.
I hadn't got a chance to sit down and talk to you anywhere else. This was the only place I could.
How many hurdles do I have to climb?
This is the only place I could sit down and talk to you.
How many hurdles?
Listen, I've known you.
I'm a woman.
I know you've flown
Strike one.
And you've flown over 800 combat missions as a combat pilot before becoming, you know,
I'm proud of you. I'm tired of that, so I guess I'll go join the Space League.
I wonder if that. She would be qualified technically to be part of the Space Force, but she's got her first space felony. So you're already out. You can't be on the Space Force with a space felony.
No, you can't be.
And is that a felony? I guess they didn't say it. Just said it first space
NASA
charges.
NASA needs to get their shit together, dude. It sounds like there's a lot of stuff they got going
on. Now, all of a sudden, though, you can claim this, you know, you're filing charges on this. Do all of a sudden, because people use like satellites to hack stuff and stuff. Are you now, you know, because that was a Russian satellite that somebody used to hack this, are you filing charges on Russia?
Intercontinental
espionage. Yeah, we're sending up the Space Force to shut down your satellite for a week or two till we investigate.
I don't know. I know that for once in my life, I'll say this, I'm glad we got the right man in the job. Pence ain't going to take this shit.
Oh, no.
If you tell Pence...
He's an alien anyway. Look at his face. That thing's been removed and put back on hundreds of times.
You got Vipo Pence that's sitting there right now hanging out in the orchard.
Nothing to do.
Nothing going on. And all he's doing is drawing pictures of space battleships.
Oh, man.
Like,
aliens.
I fucking love Space Force.
Fuck
and if you come knock on the tree that he's...
Come and knock on my door.
...staying in, uh-huh. and he pops it open, and you're like, hey, sir, big news. We got a lesbian astronaut.
She's stealing money while she's in space.
Fucking... You know he's Ramboing up, dude.
Guess what?
He's John Ramboing right
Guess
now.
Guess what? Constitute all laws apply in space. Therefore, a misdemeanor is actually punishable by death.
It's death penalty.
If you're
in space.
A lesbian in space, first, you listen, I'm making up laws because I run Space Force. Illegal.
He gets to.
Illegal. Can't be a lesbian in outer
back.
Space. Can't come back. You stay there.
I love it.
What if that is, you know, is that the charge when you chart, you know, just send you into space? In a pod. You live as long as you want. Here's your stuff to... The one dude... I mean, what's his name? Not...
Ariel Castro.
What's the show about the guy, astronaut guy, who farms on the...
Matt Damon?
Yeah, Matt Dillon.
The potato farmer?
Yeah, he farms. He farms... You know, we'll send you up there with the same farming equipment he had, you know?
I love it, man. I don't know. This seems like a sticky... You better get your shit together if you're going to start, you know, putting some rules down for Space Force. Because... Once you start, it's just like any other law. We're planning on making big moves. The fucking rainforest is on fire right now.
We gotta get out of here.
Space is becoming a legitimate option.
Yes, it's our
we're burning up the thing that
Russia's
actually,
been building, like adding on to their space station like crazy because they keep nuking their own fucking country.
Yeah, keep
testing
nukes.
We're scared about
them
nuking us, but they keep nuking themselves.
They're gonna need somewhere to go.
Yeah, once you nuke your whole country, if you can't take over other countries,
so. Fucking Pence is onto something as far as get the Space Force up, start doing space law.
We own it.
We own it now. As long as you do is put your...
Yeah, first one there.
Put
Guess what? Put a flag
it.
There,
we
bud.
We already did, bro. If you believe
we own
it,
the moon.
We did. The moon is basically the capital of space.
I don't know how that works.
If you say it is,
I mean, I guess so. If you own space, you could pretty much...
The moon
We've
has
said
to
that
be. It
the United
the
States
tide.
Is the center of the world already, and it was the last developed country.
Yes.
So
most developed. We were in the oven long enough. The rest of them got best part ran down their dad's leg.
Well, maybe. Or into a towel somewhere.
Yeah, possibly. I don't know, man. I love that Pence is involved. I saw Pence today. He came into the store wearing fucking Crocs.
Yeah.
Can we talk about that for a second? I know that this is important, and so
it
is.
But that's the thing now. Crocs are cool.
No.
Yeah, their kids are wearing them.
This guy was not a kid,
though. Well, I know, but he sees, you know, it's just like, of course, now that's why the kids don't wear the ankle socks no more, because we started wearing them. They wear the long socks again.
But when can the footwear of choice change?
Crocs have always been the worst decision ever to make.
Well, the problem is,
a flip-flop's better than a Croc.
You can't wear Crocs without wearing socks. Because if you wear Crocs without the socks, the stink is so bad, man.
Is it? See, I've never owned a pair of Crocs.
Well, just, you've owned feet, though.
Well, I know, I wear sandals.
Yeah, but, well, smell a sandal.
Mine are fine. I don't even know if you could smell them.
But you don't wear them on a day-to-day sweat into them basis.
I mean, I wear them out of the pool. I wear them, I mean, I work out
that's
in
chlorine
them.
That's chlorine-based, though. That's a problem.
Play basketball in them.
Dude, sandals reek. They get black and
shit. You get those brown, like, leather sandals, they're gross. But you get a pair of Nike, they're just
the
foam.
Rubbers?
The foam and canvas.
I don't know. I've seen a lot of women's sandals, and they're like
women's
black.
Are gross. Yeah,
they're
their feet
black.
Get black from them. There's something weird about that. I've never got that. Amy's are the same way.
It's
she's
disgusting.
Gets black feet. I've just been wearing my sandals. Yes. I know. Why are your feet black?
You should smell them.
I'm never going to.
Dude, smell her sandals.
No, I can't. No,
we're gonna do a trivia game at some point where somebody has to smell Amy's sandals.
10 guys and 10 girls stand from me. I kiss each one of them. Then I gotta smell the sandals.
Smell the sandal and tell me if it smells
guy
good.
Or girl.
Guy or girl. I don't know. I've always thought sandals were like the gross, the petri dish of shit.
I guess I would agree. Most people's feet are gross.
Yeah.
And I don't wear sandals every day. I wear them, you know, I don't even wear them for long stretches. So you're probably right on that. If I wore them all day.
So with Crocs, I mean, your feet would just get all sweaty and just shit would just be packed in there. I mean,
You just wash them out. Just go walk through water in them.
I know that there's ways to clean. I just don't think people do.
No.
No, they just get stagnant and, yeah. I don't know.
I've never understood Crocs to begin with. I've just never got it.
I don't understand the guy, because this guy, you know that he probably didn't buy them. And the guy that came into the store, he's in his mid-50s.
Did he?
I think it's a gift. I think somebody thought it was a joke. Camo Crocs. And they brought them to him for Christmas or something. And he got fucking jacked up about it. Oh, fuck yeah.
My feet could breathe finally and camo.
This is so funny because they're camo and they're Crocs. And it's like crocodiles are outdoor and I go outside.
And now they can't see my feet.
They can't see them because they're camo. I'm going to wear them. I don't care. I don't care if you're goofy.
Yeah, I mean.
I think it's funny.
Yes, I'll wear jeans and socks and camo t-shirt in them.
Don't make yourself about something like that. That's always been my thing.
I think it's more the opposite. They just don't care. I think.
They care too much.
No, like, I think they just don't. It's the same with, like,
well, it can't be comfort, man. There's nothing worse than walking around in a shoe that's too big for you. That's what Crocs are.
Yeah, but you can slip them off in the shoe. You can just take them off anywhere you want. And you're driving down the road, just slip Crocs off and drive in your socks. And I mean, I don't know. I don't get it either.
I got a problem with mustaches.
You do. You have a real big problem with that lately. My biggest problem, people that go out in pajama pants. That's probably my number one bugaboo.
Count fucking yoga pants as that now? Can we get there? Are we there yet?
No.
Not the great movie?
I think, I mean, if that's what you woke up in and you're still all gross, but I mean, some women just wear those as their attire.
I'm over it, by the way. The yoga pants craze.
Well, I like to work out in and to hang out in. I don't care.
Yeah, to work out in is great. They're workout
I don't like
pants.
Women in sweats. That grosses me out, so I'd rather them in those. I mean, now some women should be in sweats, but
compared to wearing the sports pants, yes, but I'm getting to the point where it's everywhere now. You can't, everything that people wear is yoga pants.
Yeah, but you walk into Quick Trip at lunch today, and there's some dude with his girl arm over, and he's wearing his Superman pajama pants with a Ric Flair t-shirt at 1 o'clock, bitching about things just aren't fair,
right,
and the price of shit, and maybe he works third shift. Maybe I'm overthinking this. I mean, he doesn't.
Just put some fucking jeans on and
or
go.
Or shorts.
Or shorts. I'll even allow shorts.
Yeah,
okay?
Just throw on some shorts.
Can't we get back? I was thinking about this the other day because I had to go on Sunday afternoon. I went with my wife. We were going to go down and talk to some guy at the bowling alley, right? And she's like, I don't know what to wear. I'm super nervous. What should I wear? And I was like, I don't know. I would just dress. This is what I'm wearing. Mm-hmm. Jeans and a t-shirt.
Yeah.
I would just dress like an adult. And she's like, well, I mean, it doesn't have to be.
We don't want
to
look rich. We don't want to look poor.
Yeah. She's like, well, so just I'll just put on some workout pants. Like, well, are you going to work out? Or are we going to a meeting? She's like, well, we're going to a meeting. He's like, well, then why would that even pop in your head? That's
because they're
like
comfortable. It's what I want to wear.
Yeah, I'm really comfortable in them. I'm sure you are. Just like I'm really comfortable wearing these shorts with no underwear, these athletic shorts. That's great. But I'm going to a meeting and I understand that there's, you know, sea stains on them and there's all kinds of, this is gross. I wouldn't walk out wearing this, even if the guy would not care. He may not care because people do wear athletic shorts out and about. They may not think of it. But I do, and I'm not there to, you know, do jumping jacks, so I'll just dress in jeans. I'm there to, jeans mean I'm there to buy, you know?
Were they clean jeans or were they you're mowing grass stained jeans?
I'm there to work.
Okay, then. See, there's two sides there. I mean,
I don't have a lot of clean jeans.
I know.
But I know what you're saying. It's just, this shouldn't cross your mind of outfits. Just wear like a normal thing, which is jeans.
Does she wear jeans a lot?
She has them.
Yeah.
No, she's every other woman. She wears yoga pants constantly, like anybody else, which is, it's fine. I mean, yeah, it's
Amy
great.
Wears jeans and shorts, and I don't know, she doesn't wear, like, yoga pants out a lot. I mean, she does occasionally, but mainly only, like, she comes straight home, puts them on to go to her workout class, and then she'll hang out in those all night.
Yes, that's what my wife has a real job, too, where she has to wear either jeans or dress pants, like anything else. That should be what's your options to go to a meeting, that should be in your head, not can I get away with wearing something more comfortable? You could, but why is that even?
You just wear your swimsuit, hun.
You can get away with it. Yeah, I guess you can, but why would you even think that way? And everybody else, they've just pushed their jobs into allowing it. I mean, at some point, we'll have it at ours. The girls will get mad enough, and
that's, yeah, we're probably one of the places that
I'm telling you,
it are more. He's more strict about it, but he's gotten laxer since I've been there. You know, even.
But you got to get the yoga pants. I mean, they're going to be fighting for him.
There's only one person there that he would allow and want to see it that maybe would make that happen. The rest, I think he would. Corey's more like us than on that stuff.
I know. I'm saying that it seems that
but jobs in general. I see people come in. That hot little tail from FMS come in the other day, and she was wearing a pair of yoga pants
at work.
Yeah, with a t-shirt, and I mean it was her work shirt, and I was okay with it, but I mean as far as
it's not appropriate, though.
Yeah, because who she was, I guess I'm okay with it. But you know, if that buddy of yours that works there came in and he was wearing them, that would freak. You know, I wouldn't like that.
Right, and if you know what we need to get back to, this is what I was thinking though. Because I was thinking, what the fuck did women wear before yoga pants? As the casual wear, they wore those big ass shorts. You remember the ones that were like crinkly at the top, but then they had the biggest leg holes in the world?
Yeah,
I want those back, man. Those are awesome. They hung down to your knees. They never look good, like my girl style, where they have button up short sleeve shirt tucked into these gigantic shorts. They weren't cargo shorts, but they were huge. Biggest leg holes in the world.
I just remember a bunch of girls for a couple years wearing sweats and stuff.
Every butt looked huge. I love those, man.
I know.
It's classy.
That's why you want to make America great again. You like it, you know, the 50s and that type of attire. And
oh, my gosh, yeah. I've been watching this show on, I think it's HBO, called Succession, right?
Okay.
And it's about this family that runs some sort of media, you know, where they do news and all this shit, and it's about their interpersonal relationships of being this billionaire family, and it really had nothing to do with what they do for a business, except for they're always trying to fuck other people, right? And each other. And there's a woman on there, the daughter, who's redheaded, and I've never really been into redheads. It's not, if you have a taste in women, you know. Molly Ringwald is kind of the redhead that always pops in my head. And I've
never had a thing for her.
I know. And she was America's sweetheart for a real long time. I don't understand. She wore the kind of clothes I liked.
That's the reason why.
Yeah.
To be redheaded back in the day. Well, I mean, obviously the number one would be my girl or pretty woman. What's her name?
Yeah, but that's, she has a different, I can go with her. She's okay.
But that's what I'm, like, the New Day redhead would be her. The old, yeah, the Molly Ringwald I never got, but it was because they compared to her from that other girl from, whatever that, the Breakfast Club, the black haired.
The brunette?
You know, yeah, the ugly chick.
Yeah, they put the scrub in there.
They always put people beside her to make her better.
But she didn't even, if you watch Breakfast Club, she doesn't look very good.
No, but people dug the hell out of her. Or even Sweet 16, she doesn't.
No. You know, I felt so bad for that young athlete.
Yeah, he's like spending all that time to go, and then that's what he ends up with?
That's depressing. I mean...
The other dude has that chick in the... You know, he wins, you know, his buddy wins. He's got the...
I was thinking about Molly Ringwald the other day because I heard her dad was blind.
Okay.
And I thought, that's good.
Yeah. My pretty girl.
Yeah, because if you were blind, your kid can look like, and especially if she's a celebrity, it's like, man, she must really be beautiful.
Is she a celebrity anymore? I don't know. I don't know what her deal is. I don't know what the last thing she done was.
She probably not anymore. I don't know. I think she got some sort of disease or something.
Well, I think around that same time, the show with that same kid from Sweet 16 where they, Matt, whatever, Science, why can't I think
Weird
of,
Science
Weird
guy?
Science came out like 2 years later with that chick. And
oh
then that's the starring role he's in with after doing the main. She's done after that because.
Well, once we got our shit together as far as movie viewers, and we realized we don't need to put just average looking women in
here.
We
don't want them to act. We don't care how good
you know
act.
Who saved us was Weinstein.
Yeah.
On that.
When he took acting out of it. Yeah, if you can't watch me go in a plant, you're not in this movie. And it takes a certain pretty girl.
Woman to make me be able to finish in a plant. You can't be an ugly. You can't be Molly Ringwald and get him aroused enough.
He probably could now, just because he's not getting the offers. But I get it. To a point, they got hot. Well, I don't know, because you look at some of the ones that he put in some movies. And
well, it took a while for hot women to realize that the only thing they had to do was go to Hollywood and watch him.
Yeah.
Once that word got around, all kinds of actors.
Pretty girls are lining up all over the place.
And we had great movies for
a long
time. Because
that one chick that was the first one to come out against him, that got just got in trouble for all the drugs, the brunette, I can't think of her name, but she is so...
Penelope Cruz?
Well, no, she's still attractive. No, this, I'll come up with it here, but she's not attractive at all, and she's one of the main ones
that
in
was
the
against
Me Too.
Him?
Yeah. And like, if that was what he was doing, then he was just giving her a chance, you know?
Yeah. Oh, I'm sure he would go to the drudges of women for a while. I mean...
Well, never once, it's just like a... You know, those rich guys we talk about, you get bored with the hottest whatever tale. So, you know, bring me in a D-list, you know?
Yeah, sometimes, as long as they're relatively in decent shape.
Okay, bring me in a dude now. Yeah, that's fine. I don't care.
Yeah, at some point, you just get over it. You get over the hot. You want to try to...
Yeah, bring me in Bam Margera. Yeah, I'll go.
You want to bang the mud for a while.
Yeah.
You know, to make the sweeter stuff seem better.
That would make sense.
I've never been in that position, so I don't know, but I have to... Putting myself in that position, I think that way.
I think like in fourth or fifth grade, I was in that situation, getting tied down with all this hot tail and just
You'd
getting
have
tired
to
just, of it.
Yeah, go
so
to
all
the
sudden,
gutter.
I'm like, kissed one of my buddies. And I'm
right.
I'm like, oh no, that's not what I like. I'm going to go back and kiss an ugly chick. I'm
now
kiss,
I know.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't like dudes. Oh, I kissed a couple more to find out, but.
Oh, to remind yourself.
Yeah. Like every couple years, I'll kiss a dude and be like, no, not into it still.
Not into it. So the move or the show, right? Okay. It's got that redhead in it. And even though it's not the top of the choice as far as people that I would lust after, celebrity lust, something about the what she's wearing. She wears the pants that
is she one of those like, red redheads or is she one of those like light blondish redheads?
Red.
Okay.
And it's this super tight on like the hips and butt pants.
Okay.
But then real loose going down pants.
Okay.
Almost like bell bottoms, but they're not just belled on the bottom. They're like belled from crotch down.
Okay.
Bell legs. And she'll wear those. And man, something about those, it'll get you in the mood, man. Just watch those hips. She's got one of those curvy, like the chick from Mad Men bodies. You know, with super voluptuous bodies. Uh-huh. And you just don't see a lot of that anymore. You know? I don't know why. We've cast it out of, you know, these movies. And I'd like to bring some more of that back. The more... curvaceous women, you know.
I think they're making their comeback. I mean, I think
on Instagram, they're all over.
Well, and like in modeling in general, I think some shows try to use them, but I think some roles they do. I think,
but for the most
Sisterhood
part,
of the Traveling Pants.
That's true. That lady from what's that one where they? It's not Three Weddings and a Funeral. The one where My Big Fat Greek Wedding. That chick. She was kind of fat.
And then they they tried to put that one comedian blonde chick that just had the kid and make her sexy movies, and nobody wants none
there's
of that.
A, okay, there's a difference of being a
just
bigger,
throw a big
you can't
girl
be a
in there
fucking
and
schlock.
Tell her she's pr- tell us she we gotta like her because she's bigger.
Yeah, because Amy Schumer, when she first started, that was she was hot. I mean, when she was doing her stand up, that was that she was cute.
Yeah,
she was somewhat
thick,
fit,
good, cute girl. Yeah,
she seemed fit, slim belly, but kind of voluptuous.
Thicker
like
still,
saying.
Yeah.
But then at some point, she realized she has this market of I don't have to look a certain way.
Well, my prime example
attractive, but yeah, again, to stay attractive to men, you still kind of have, you can't just turn into a complete slob.
If I name my two number one and two leading ladies in my favorite shows of all time, it's
Mila Kunis.
No, it's the chick off of Eastbound and Down.
She's thick.
And it's fucking Peg Bundy. Those are my two all time favorite, like as far as wives or like
whatever female character, whatever.
Yeah, because like I even said that about Eastbound and Down when I first started watching that again. I'm like, I forgot how hot she was. Now,
but only in the first couple seasons.
Yeah, because then she evolved. She did too much like plastic surgery.
She's
and,
turned into. She's double on all.
Well,
of her
even
body.
Like Stifler's mom, like you know,
I was never into that. So,
the first one I kind of was because they had her the same way, skin kind of you know trimmed down, but big tits, big butt.
Yeah,
you know, not pretty in the face, but that body, and then the character she came. You know, became and who, yeah.
Yeah.
Of course, she was older already. Ugly. Yeah. Even when she was originally Stifler's mom, she was always older.
I don't know. I know that if women were watching this and judging us, they would think that we're disgusting too.
Well, yeah.
But that's all right.
But we're not leading actors in movies either.
Right. And we're not trying to be.
No. I mean, that's the reason why we got into podcasting. Ugly people do good. You name the top five podcasters and they're
all
ugly as shit.
Ugly.
Yes.
Yes. That's a good point. Good point. It's perfect for our looks.
Yes, that's the reason. I mean, this is tailored to us.
We're a perfect fit. So
I'm like
know.
The Brad Pitt of podcasting, but opposite. Like the, you know, like for in podcasting to be the best, you got to be the ugliest instead of the prettiest. I'm like the Brad Pitt of podcasting.
That makes sense. I could see that.
But I'd call you. I mean, right away, George Clooney. I mean, if I
Whoa.
Was of podcasting, so
I'll take that. I got a lot of Clooney in me. I mean,
you'd like to be in Clooney, so.
I think if we tried, we could. Because a lot of that's makeup, man, and lighting.
Well, yeah, I mean,
is.
Look at Trump. Look how good he looks with that makeup on. I mean, and I'm sure he's not that young and good looking, so that's
he's
for sure.
He's old as shit. He's
I know,
old.
And he looks young.
He looks younger.
I mean, he looks like a fresh pumpkin, you know, every time they. Oh, sorry. Had to get my jab in. But I mean, seriously, if you look at him like in. Pictures where he's not done and then you get him all that makeup on him. Same with Pence. When they do him right and they get all that brown filled in from where like you can tell his face has been removed and put back on.
We know how much it's camera because we talk about it all the time. We got a friend at work who takes pictures of his food.
Uh-huh.
And we know he has a modern phone. We've seen his phone.
Yeah, he's got the 1970s camera settings.
But somehow the placement, whatever plate he's using, wherever
the
kitchen
lighting,
thing, the lighting, it
the
makes everything look like it's a 1960s ad for shake and bake chicken. I mean,
Frigidaire.
And I've seen not only him, but many people on Facebook that take these same photos of their faces. And like, it's like, what the fuck? Why would you? There's a portrait setting on your phone and flick a fucking light on or something, man, because you look like awful. And they don't know how to do it, though. You know, they don't have to take a photo. And
no.
So. I think that if you had the right cameraman, they could make somebody look decent. So
I don't know. We've got some pretty good camera guys working on this show.
But
and
think about it, though. With that being said, Amy Schumer has the best cameraman in the business.
But she does that. I think that's kind of her
on
thing.
Purpose?
Right now it is, you know, especially since the kid. You know, I'm pretty with my belly hanging over my shirt, you know?
Yeah. And
I can
mean,
wear a shirt,
whatever.
Too. I don't personally care about that stuff. Just don't try to sell yourself as sexy. If you don't want to be sexy, you can't just tell me that there's beauty. I mean, there is beauty in everything. Somebody finds her attractive, that's fine,
right?
But you can't tell me I'm wrong for not finding her attractive with her belly hanging over and pants that are too big or small or whatever and your hair not. I mean, I don't care. I'm not the guy that cares, but don't get mad at me.
I only care if everything changed that way. But as long as there's still the hot chicks that we're talking about, as long as the lady from Succession is still on there, then yeah, I'm glad that there is an Amy Schumer to remind myself, oh, I should go watch Succession and get that awful visual out of my head of her.
But I mean, that's
they can both exist.
But that's my thing, like, and that's the unfairness. Like, it, my thing with Amy Schumer is I just don't find her that funny. Like, if she was a great, because there are comedian women, men, whatever, that are not attractive. And I think really the best comedians, the Robin Williams, the whatever, yeah, they're not generally attractive. That's kind of what makes you a good comedian.
Yeah, Jim Gaffigan looks awful.
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, most of the best comedians are not attractive people because the demons, the making fun of yourself, the self-deprivation, yeah, the whatever, makes the best comedians.
Well, the hard part is the guys that, like, Jeselnik, that guy's probably, he's extremely handsome.
Yeah, and there are ones, Dave Chappelle, good-looking guy, I mean, I guess, you know?
Kind of.
He's now kind of wiry. He's buff, you know?
Yeah. Oh, he's getting buffer.
Oh, he's huge, it's weird.
Yoked?
You haven't seen, yeah.
No, I don't.
Dude,
I don't,
his new, his latest stand-up special, and they've got a new one I haven't seen, but he's got, like, a tight shirt, like a muscle, but it's long sleeve on.
Yeah.
And he's fucking ripped. It's wow. Crazy. I bet he, I mean.
Okay, so maybe I would like that. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know how I like my black men, to be honest.
I don't.
Because I was always attracted to.
Morgan Freeman's the one I'm the most, probably the black man that I'm the most attracted to, and I think that's just the voice thing.
I think
with
mine
him.
Would be Michael Jordan.
I don't know if I've ever.
Anytime I see him, like, even
see,
when
Bo
I see
Jackson
old,
would probably, if I'm, like,
yeah,
a beautiful black man, mine's probably Bo Jackson, and his was all those muscles ripping through. I mean, just walking his muscles almost ripped his pants.
See, but I don't know. For some reason, for me, when I'm. When I'm thinking about black men, I go to the face. Like, I'm a face guy. And
see, I didn't think Michael Jordan was very attractive. That
I don't, it, was, it wasn't the fact that he wasn't classically.
He's beautiful, man.
He wasn't classically beautiful, yeah, but the intensity or something in his eyes, like, you could, it was, you could
you
see
give me
it.
An old Cuba Gooden. You give me a 23, 24-year-old Cuba Gooden.
A radio?
That's a beautiful man right there, you know?
Yeah, you get Cuba from radio.
And he has no muscles. He has no.
No, he's
just flat body.
Smooth.
I mean, he's 140-pound Cuba Gooden.
Well, he got a little bit big for Boat Trip.
Yeah. There's some movies he's been in where
he's
he was bigger.
Yeah.
The O.J. movie, he got pretty big for.
Yeah. See, O.J. Simpson, for a long time, I might have put on that list. He immediately got nixed off of all my lists.
See, I've never, he was, I guess, yeah, like the, whatever those Leslie Nielsen movies he was in.
Yeah.
That's, see, I grew up at a weird time because I knew sports. But, you know, at 8, 9, 10, you're not really versed with the sports history.
No.
So my first, you know, foyer into OJ,
yeah,
was Naked Gun. That, you know, and that was the OJ I fell in love with, the bumbling idiot cop.
See, but I'm a bit younger than you and also raised in a place where we wouldn't watch Naked Gun.
Uh-huh.
So my first knowledge of OJ
was him killing his wife.
Was him killing his wife.
Yeah, see, I'm not. I knew who he was prior to that. And then I think because there was, if you watch one of the Naked Guns, they do a behind the scenes at the end of it, blooper scenes, and
right,
then they show OJ being OJ and everybody like worshiping him then, and it was kind of a weird.
Okay, we got to rank them. I'm just going to give, we'll just do a top five, all right?
And you black can throw athletes?
Up, well, black celebrities.
Okay.
Hotness.
Yeah, don't leave that one British guy that's the hottest one off now. He's on everything now.
I can't
think of a name today. I've had a, it was a long weekend.
You've had a rough day.
I have. I've had a rough couple days. God, he's on everything now.
Oh, the guy from Black Panther?
No. Well, that, he might be. I don't, I've never seen that.
The guy from
but if you name
Rocky,
him Michael B. Jordan.
I don't like him. I'm going to be honest.
You
and
don't?
He looks a lot like Michael Jordan in a you know,
I don't know. Watching, I not was never into him until Creed, and when yeah, him and that girl made were making it love, oh, I got no, more. And I think I was more into his kissing.
Yeah,
he was a me biting that
he
lip.
Can, oh. Okay, I'm gonna say Michael Jordan, Denzel Washington.
Okay,
that's my top two for sure. Then I would have to throw in.
You got
to
take, see, two of the most attractive black males have kind of fallen into grace because Bill Cosby and OJ at one time were two very attractive black males, and you got to take them off.
Yeah, they're off. Because
they can't be
on
there
the list
no more.
I kind of want to say, oh, I know who. My heart wants to say Adrian Peterson, but my mind tells me DeMarco Murray. That man's gorgeous.
He is good looking. He wears clothes very well.
Yeah.
So if
and it's
a lot of,
different. Something different about.
You're saying celebrities. I know he's to us a celebrity. To a lot of people that
he
aren't into sports,
be,
he may not fall in,
that.
But we can throw him on our list.
I do enjoy Morgan Freeman, but but he's too old now.
Yeah, but can you go old? Can we go old school, Morgan?
No, I think that actor that was in the latest True Detective, it's got a really long name, but he's going to be in everything. He was amazing. He kind of reminds me of Morgan Freeman.
What about the one lazy eye dude?
Forrest Whitaker?
Yeah.
Can't be on the hot list.
He can't be?
No, no. Not even from A King's Speech or King and I. I mean, sure, he could try.
Okay. What about the dude from League or the
Darth Vader?
Yeah, back in the day though. Go look at
as
him
as a heavy set guy.
Uh huh. And go look husk. At some movies of him back in the 60s or 70s.
I do like that as a husky.
We gotta have a husky guy in there.
Chubby Chaser.
Yeah.
Okay, I gotta have him in there. He was great. Great voice.
Yes, he could actually. That would help us with the Morgan Freeman thing.
I've never been attracted to Samuel Jackson.
No, I think there was a time like when I didn't. He's not good looking though. He's never been played off. Shaft, you know, like they did him up, and I think that was makeup. Maybe he looked, but he played a badass character, but he's never been attractive in any way.
No.
I couldn't put him on my list.
Oh, I got, even though I hate it, Cam Newton. The dude is just, I hate his outfits. I hate his persona. I can't be attracted to him on any way, but if we're going pure physical beauty, it's hard not to be. It's probably, if he walked in here, it would be like breathtaking.
He's chiseled, but I don't know.
He's huge too. I mean, he's
trim. I think you're right. It's the headwear and the stuff just makes
it
me.
It bothers me.
Yeah, that's a hard thing for me.
Can't be in top five.
No, we got to take him out. We have to find somebody. There's got to be somebody better looking than Cam Newton out there.
Oh, that's
maybe
tough.
Not better looking. But
I know, but better as an attractive package.
Leading. We need, who else are some leading roles? If I could think of this guy, he's all over everything.
There was a movie called Biker Boys that had a young black guy in it, along with the guy from Hustle and Flow. I think I could go with that guy.
Ooh, what about Lenny Kravitz?
Is he black?
Yeah.
I mean, not really, though.
I think he is. Is he not?
It's like half black, I think. I don't know if I can count that.
Okay.
That goes on our biracial.
What about Will Smith? I mean, I've never really attracted to him.
No.
All these top 50s, all...
Carlton?
No, I don't like his character and I don't like his dance. And I was never...
Uncle Phil.
Uncle Phil I could put in there if we're adding another husky man. But then if we were doing that, I'd put the dad from Family Matters and the cop from...
We gotta put... No,
Winslow.
I got it. Okay, the black guy from Rudy.
Oh, that's same guy.
Okay,
that's the dad from Family Matters.
Denzel Washington, black guy from Rudy, Michael Jordan. We need two more goodies. We've got a lot of names circling the list, the top five, definitive top five Monday Morning Papers hottest black celebrities, men version. We got a threesome here that's hard to beat, but we need two more. And I know we're bantying names about Michael B. Jordan. It's not a bad idea. Obviously, he's gorgeous, but I'm not attracted to him.
I know
you're thinking Eddie Murphy. I don't know if I can go that way.
I was actually thinking Boomerang Eddie Murphy. See, a lot of these people that they say are ones that, like, I don't really know who the hell Denzel's in there.
Oh, wait, I have one. Lester Holt.
Now, I can go, but I think you're back to your, is he completely black?
Lester Holt, and then to round it out, Blake Griffin.
He's the ugliest black man ever fucking born. You can't do that. And he's whiter than most. Now you're just throwing this all out.
Yeah, that was just a wrench in there.
Now that was just, you don't really want to do it. Well, Liam Hemsworth isn't black.
He's not black.
Zac Efron.
You just went into hottest actors right there.
I did. Sorry, now I'm just.
So we got Denzel Washington. We got the black guy from Rudy. We got Michael Jordan, the athlete, not the actor.
Not Michael B. Jordan.
Not Michael
against
B.
Jordan. Me. What about this guy? What about Craig?
Ferguson?
No, Craig Robinson. Hot Tub Time Machine.
Nah, I'm not attracted to him.
I'm not either. I know Will Smith probably goes on my list ultimately just because. Not a Luda fan. Kevin Hart, I don't find him attractive at all.
Seal?
What about Usher? Ooh, what about Jamie Foxx had about a 8-year run where I agree, like, with women. He got hot, like, the Jamie Foxx show, ugliest, dorkiest looking dude in the world. And then all of a sudden he went into this little mode for, it was just a couple movies where he was, and now he's back to looking like this.
Yeah.
I can't put him on there. I don't, Terry Crews, too much muscle for me.
Too much.
I'm not attracted to that big of a guy.
Samuel Jackson, can't do that.
That dude's a good looking dude, and he played some pretty good roles in movies. But
can I put Prince on there?
Not fully black, but I mean, I think the black culture has enveloped him. Actually, I think he is. That probably made a lot of people that are Prince fans mad.
I don't like John Legend.
There's some attractive men here, but not guys that are big enough in my book. This is...
Okay.
Blair Underwood was one of the ones I was thinking of, but... See, I don't know, man. Okay. Lenny Kravitz,
We'll do Lenny. We got a rocker in there.
Okay.
All right, so we have Lester Holt, Lenny Kravitz, Michael Jordan, the athlete, the black guy from Rudy, and who was my other number? Oh, Denzel.
Can we add one on...
I don't know if we can add Obama. As far as celebrities, and maybe good looking, I mean... It depends on the lighting again, you know, with Obama.
If you go,
he's
if you go,
bad in some
you
pictures.
Go third year Obama,
mm-hmm.
third year in White House Obama, where he just started getting that gray in, but he hadn't fully
like
aged.
A little speckled gray.
Uh-huh. That Obama's a damn good looking Obama. I don't
I
care.
Wouldn't mind
I don't care if
Obama.
You like him, not like him,
yeah,
whatever
no,
it is,
we're
your
not
policy.
Putting that in
but
there.
It, that dude's a beautiful man.
Now that he's got this mansion that they bought in Martha's Vineyard, right?
Uh-huh.
I would like to see. Relaxed Obama.
Oh, we've seen. There are some
know,
if you follow him.
I know you get him in his new pad though. Once he gets
just
that all
chill out,
just chilling.
Some big Umbro,
like has one of those cool decanters of like scotch or something.
Whatever it is, yeah. You never
that
know
would
what
be
it is.
The coolest room ever. I mean, to sit on the leather sofa and just watch a high school football game with President O. That would be pretty dope.
I would, love to watch high school football with P.O.
Yeah. I don't know. I think
me,
that's
T.O.
a good list.
And Obama.
We can add and subtract as necessary, but I think
it could change. I mean, a lot of people are going to have differing opinion. These are who we find, you know.
Yeah, which is how it should be. I mean, everybody has different tastes, but
see, that's even the same like the you know like Tay Diggs. There was some stuff in where that dude was like the sex symbol, and then you know not a if you watched black movies in the 90s. And
oh, I watched
2000s,
a lot of Tay Diggs. Yeah. Boys in the Hood.
My wife would vote him in.
No, I wasn't into him.
He looks good in some... Is he? That guy looks white.
That's a white guy.
Is Jesse Williams black?
Yeah, he's white.
Drake, not...
Never been into Drake.
No, not even slightly. That guy's good.
Any of the Wayans brothers? Damon?
You give me Damon done upright. Was he the older put
the bigger,
together one?
Yeah, more thicker.
He like on the Wayans brothers show. He was the one that wasn't always out. Marlon's the crazy one.
Yeah, Marlon was.
Yeah,
the
you give me Damon
one.
Done upright. He was a good looking man.
Prince
is number four on BuzzFeed's list, but to be fair, Andre 3000's number five. Who is a decent
He's
looking
a gorgeous,
man?
But he does some wacky shit.
But
so.
I guess that's what's cool about him. That's the guy who I was talking about.
Idris Elba.
Yeah, he was. 2 years ago or 2 years in a row, like, sexiest man
that
in the
world.
That
was Black Panther, so we were right.
Okay.
We were thinking
so
the same guy.
Same guy, okay.
Okay. I like our list, though.
But see, my guy's number one on the list. See, I told you.
Michael B. Jordan.
Michael B. Jordan's a good-looking black man. He's a good-looking man. Let's take race out of this.
Well, we can't
if
for
I
this
was a
list.
I know, but if I was a dude and I looked like him, I'd be okay with that.
Well, would you rather be with him than Brad Pitt?
I think so because he's going to look better longer. That's the thing about a good-looking black man. They look better longer. They may not live as long in the end because of heart disease and
You're
things.
You're right historically, except for Brad Pitt still looks pretty damn good.
He's aged. I mean, some picks. I think he's that same thing. If you catch him on a wrong pick, you don't find... Of course, even fat Denzel is a good-looking guy. Even out of shape, you catch Denzel in a horrible picture.
That's the great thing about
beautiful
Denzel.
Beautiful man.
Yeah.
I mean, even when they play him in a horrible role, when he's a drunk... Horrible pilot that beats his wife or whatever.
I loved him more.
God, he's so beautiful.
Yes.
You know?
Well, I just wanted to do that to prove that not only can we demean women and talk to them just about their physique, we'll do it with men too.
Yeah, black, white, green.
Yeah,
so who's our, do we pick a, do we have a definitive yet?
I thought we did. I had Michael Jordan.
Was number one.
Not Michael B. Jordan.
I know.
No, I don't have him ranked.
That's what I was saying. That's what I was going to say. Are we ranking them yet?
Michael J. All right.
I'm going to put him number one on our list I'm given so far.
Okay. Black guy from Rudy?
He's not number two. I think, actually, I think Darth Vader is more attractive to me.
I already kicked him off the list, though.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, he got off the list because this is now our fat guy. Lester Holt.
Okay. Well, Lester Holt's not fat. He's our old guy.
No, I mean the guy from Rudy. He's thick. He's a little bit thicker. Okay. I mean, he was really thick in Family Matters.
He was thinner when he played the cop on...
Well, speaking of Family Matters, the nerd, when he would do his...
Oh, he was a good-looking dude, too.
I know. When he would go into the alter ego.
And part of that was also because how not good-looking they made him.
That's true.
But he was a pretty good-looking dude for nerd, especially.
Lenny Kravitz made the list.
Yeah, so
rocker.
If we're restarting this, Lenny Kravitz of this list is my number one best-looking. Michael Jordan's my number two.
Oh, and Denzel. See?
Oh, shit. So
I got to go Denzel 1.
I'm going Lenny 1, Denzel 2.
All right.
Michael Jordan 3.
Okay.
Lester Holt 4.
Black guy from Rudy 5.
Black guy from Rudy 5, because he's...
I'll sign off on that. That's fine with me. Because in our hearts...
But I think Lenny Kravitz and Denzel are interchangeable. I think Denzel, to me, would win because he's been in more and he's closer to my heart.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. If you told me that I had to marry one of them,
yeah,
even though... We have Lenny as number one. I got to go with number two all the time.
Oh, if we're marrying one, I'm probably marrying Jordan.
I might marry Lester.
Ooh, you get to know everything that's going on. What about the black guy from Rudy? Nobody would marry him.
Well,
he might have a fortune saved. He's quiet. You know, you're gonna have a little hole somewhere.
You know what you'd have also the support.
Oh, just deep support.
Yeah, and it'd be in a few words, but it'd always be like,
"Get him, boy."
The right thing. You know, it'd always be the right thing to say. Where, like, even in Rudy, you know, you leave the key on the pillow. He didn't have to say anything.
Yeah.
But we knew that he now cared about Rudy.
So breakfast is just sitting there, ready to go.
And he's gone.
He's gone.
Yeah.
And I haven't seen him for a week. Great little husband.
I love him. You might be right. I might have to, if I'm marrying him, I'm marrying that one first. Because it's going to be, you'll get, like, a little note. Like, you'll have a bad day. And you'll come home and kind of bitch about it. Oh, man, it was a rough day. This guy come in and he was talking this shit, and I was trying to help, and it made me.
One time, I was on the 40-yard line, and the game was about to start. We were out of chalk.
You want to give up?
I could have gave up. I didn't give up. I chalked to that 40-yard line.
Don't you be a quitter? Don't you? I'd never quit on you.
You made it this far.
God damn, that guy
made it this far. You can make it farther.
I could also imagine being in a rocking chair, like reading, and he's reading in a rocking chair next to me, and then he'd get up silently and go get a glass of milk, but he'd also bring me one.
I think the thing we named about the five of those guys, we'd have five completely different futures. But you know, Lenny, you have access to music and the musicians and the thoughts of a musician.
Right.
Jordan, you have access
plus
to all
the... Plus, we get to watch him bang his daughter.
Yes. Jordan, same thing.
Yeah.
All the celebrity insides and outs, all the basketball knowledge.
All the gambling. Can you imagine the casinos we'd go to?
Oh, my God.
As Jordan's husband?
With Denzel, you got actors, all the storytellers, all the...
I feel like Denzel would be quiet. It'd be a lot quieter.
The stories he has.
How fun would it be to read lines, though, with him?
Oh, man.
To go through... Like,
he'd hate you, though. You suck.
It's true. He'd have to be in character.
All the time.
Yes. I wouldn't accept him.
If I was marrying Denzel, I would want to pick a character, and I would probably pick the drunk that landed the plane upside down as my character. No.
Mm-hmm. I'd probably pick... what was that one? Glory.
Maybe Book of Eli, because
he
was a badass.
He dressed like that.
Yeah,
that'd be awesome.
And he just carried around that.
That he was blind, I guess. That's what the movie's about. Spoiler alert. So, anyways, we do read headlines sometimes on Monday morning papers.
Well, we read a story from there already, and then
we're good. I'm
through this, I found the top black celebrities.
I did read a story today. It probably is on there that. Thankfully, Barbie, or Mattel, the makers of Barbie, are coming out with their women's empowerment line, and you can now get the Rosa Parks and the Sally Ride Barbie.
Finally. Finally. That's awesome.
People are so stupid.
It's to make up for the past, sometimes you make as many mistakes. You know?
I wanted the Sally Ride one!
What? But you know the first astronaut woman! My daughter would have killed, like, even in, like, fourth or fifth grade, though, my daughter was into Sally Ride, so maybe they do have a...
Really?
Like, kids are into different shit, man. I don't know. They need their...
Well, the funny thing is, though...
I want that Catch Me Outside Barbie.
Barbie... Farby took some heat, I guess, because once the people like were judging women based on their looks, they've always been under the microscope of, you can't be putting this into girls' heads that women are built this way.
Which is what Barbie's always done.
Except for Sally Ride is box as hell on this Barbie. I mean, she looks amazing. So,
to be fair, Sally Ride was pretty boxed. I mean, for back and then, for not doing
first lesbian astronaut, Sally Ride.
I do, before we go, just, you know, heal up there, Luck. Heal up, buddy.
Oh, that's a big story.
That is. I come in on the, I first started saying, holy shit, and then I watched the guy, well, first of all, I watched him walk off the field and get booed by
fans,
some
whatever.
Great people, and then, and I get it, you know, they paid season, you know, like season ticket holders maybe have a reason, like a beef, but a dude, like literally, you know, obviously he's addicted to pain pills, you look at him.
Yeah.
He wants to be off of that stuff. He can't even hard. I mean, you just watch him move around. He's 29 and he looks like he's 57. Now he has since he was in college.
Yeah, that's what I was gonna say. He's always looked that way. I don't. I come down on this. I don't care. Yeah. About it. I don't want to. To me, it should be a good lesson. Stop idolizing these guys.
Yeah,
and
he's just a dude. But that's what sucks. I mean, like, I think he wants to stay involved with football. Like, yeah. He wants to coach and he wants to be involved
he
with football.
Be. Right.
But like, would you want to go do it for the? You know, the Colts, you just walked off the field getting, you know, I know a lot of that will change in this week following.
That. I don't think he'd hold that over the fans or anything. And he realizes that they're just emotional dummies
yeah,
that
it's
are
in the moment
reacting. And it's horrible that they did that, I
it's
guess.
It's the same people that cheered when, you know, like Kawhi got hurt. Or,
yeah, whoever gets hurt.
Thompson got hurt in the finals this year. They didn't root. They weren't cheering for him to be hurt. They knew that that meant their team had a better chance of winning.
Yes.
And it's like this. So they weren't mad that he's leaving. They know that their team's better when he's there, you know?
You just get to a point, I don't, and it happened to him at a much younger age than it did for Tom Brady. But
look at Peyton Manning. The dude can't even turn his neck, you know?
Right.
And you look at some of those guys, or if you've talked to Johnny Unitas, who...
But when you sign up, like, and maybe he didn't. Maybe he didn't sign up to start this life this when he was young.
Yeah.
It was his dad that's a coach and all this stuff. But... Once you buy in and you are going to pursue that, and then you put a franchise.
But who tells you when you can or can't walk away?
I don't disagree with his decision, but once you've made the decision that that's what you're going to do, what drives you, what should drive the ones that are the greatest of all time is not the fact that there's a potential of having life altering. They all know that going in.
But those are the people that still enjoy the fuck out of the game.
That's what I'm
saying.
That
get their high, that get off on it. He didn't know.
Peyton Manning had to win
the itch,
another one.
Yeah.
When he was broke his neck and he's getting...
But that's not who Luck is, and I don't think I've...
No, I know, and that's the problem.
That's probably why Luck hasn't been as good as his potential is out there, because he doesn't have that killer instinct. He doesn't have that, I'll rip your... If I, you know, there's all these highlights of him getting the shit knocked out of him.
Yeah, and
he's telling, thank you, good job, good hit.
And there might be those for Mannings and Brady and them, too.
If you listen to the defensive players, even to a man... All of these
or
guys.
Or there might be other competitors that were like
but
that.
Not
to that extent,
yeah.
Probably. And so I'm sure
he
that
played behind
have,
the shittiest line his entire. I mean, put a line in front of the guy. And then you have the worst owner probably in football. Irsay is a complete douchebag.
Yeah.
You know, you have the coaching carousel.
Well, I think it was just a.
They're not going to take back none of the $26 million they gave him. So.
I think it's a bad break as far as the injuries that he had and not being able to get over them. And that's just. My feeling, but you could say the same thing for Peyton. I mean, when he broke his fucking neck and they're cracking babies open in Europe and pouring stem cells into his neck, there's no reason at that point for Peyton to want to go. He has kids too.
If you listen, like Peyton never, besides the neck thing, he didn't have the same, like
that Luck, kind of shit.
Yeah, Luck's,
that's true.
You know, if you listen to Luck talk and, you know, he missed a full season where he was supposed to be healthy, he had a little shoulder thing. That ends up turning into a shoulder gone. He spends a whole year learning how to throw again.
Yeah.
To then he has what they think is a calf cramp that then turns up to and you don't even know, is the shoulder back? Is there so much more? He said it wasn't even to the fact that he was getting injured and rehabbing. It was the fact that he was constantly, you know.
Yeah. But he's not the only one. I mean, most of those guys.
He might be the only one that's realized he's got married just this year. He's got a kid on the way. He wants to be able to walk and play and be healthy and. It's his choice. He's made all the money he needs to make. I mean, the guy probably, he's one of those guys that probably drives the high school car he had still. And
The tough part, as if he was to turn into coaching, is to ask players to push through that when he's a coach.
Yeah, but if you look, I mean, minus the fact that he's a quarterback, but you look, I mean, he played longer than the average NFL career is still.
Oh, I know. He doesn't owe it. Idolize any of these. If you want to take a check and because you got to that level and then say, fuck it, I'm done. If you want to,
I see him being a college coach.
LSU guy that, you know, was so great in the bust. But if you don't want to do it, Jamarcus, if you don't want to be in there, you don't. Okay. Yeah. It's fine. I don't care.
I guess the difference, like, between him and a lot of those guys is he still put in the time and effort and all that. He just.
But to get to be number one draft pick, as in Russell, you put in a lot of shit. Yeah. And maybe you're done. And that's all you had to do.
Yeah, that's all you wanted, man. Now you want to eat Ruffles and get fat.
Right.
Well, I think the difference in him was lack of effort. That's the reason he got shit. Luck was never a question. I don't think it's ever been a question of effort.
There hasn't been.
I don't think it's ever been a question. Now is the first time ever you're ever going to question his heart.
Right.
But I don't even think it's heart because. You know, like he said, I don't want to quit. I mean, football kind of quit him.
Yeah.
You know? We don't know what's going on right now. He might be retiring because they just told him.
Well, they did the same thing to Rocky Balboa. I mean.
Well, yeah, Luck will be back when he's 43, too. But
they told him, you can't fight again, Rock. I mean, you got brain damage. You can barely speak.
Boo?
And he didn't. I mean, he stayed true. You know, he started coaching Creed again.
But then he fought.
He had to.
Yeah.
You know, once the Russian killed him.
Well, maybe, you know.
Stayed in shape.
Well, who knows if this is the end of the Luck chapter. Maybe he takes 2 years off and at 31 decides he wants to come back or whatever. I don't know. I don't think so. He's not a wishy-washy guy. He's not a.
To me, as far as NFL quarterbacks and character, I guess the only part you could say what you should have done if you had these feelings, but you don't know. You want to get to the season and feel like if it starts to burn again.
Well, my thing is, you don't know. What the meeting with his doctor the day of this game.
Exactly. You just don't know a lot of things.
Guess what? Your neck's gone again.
But even the desire factor, I'm sure everybody that's in that league, just like when you played sports, when you're in the practice and the dog, nobody wants to be there. But once you start, he's like, well, if I can make it to the preseason, that's when I usually get that burning desire back and the competitive thing. And if it's not there, then you kind of had to wait to that point to realize, okay, it's over.
I guess the one thing I'll agree with you on is there's a part in there where he says, I don't love football anymore.
When did that start?
Well, I don't love my job, but I go every day. But as soon as I make enough to be done, I'm going to stop going. So there's you want to get mad because I go to work and I hate my job.
Yeah.
But I go to work because I have to.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? He can do something else. He's a smart dude. I think he's got like 4 degrees. He didn't just stay in college.
He loves degree the deodorant.
Oh yeah, and sponsors it. You know.
Yeah, so he's got that degree. It's 5. So I don't know. He'll be obviously he's buku rich and he's like you said extremely intelligent and he's gonna be fine. He's uglier than shit. That's
one of the ugliest people ever. That was
he would never be on my top 5 list of white men.
Or even if I put.
He might be on the bottom.
He wouldn't be in my top 35 white quarterbacks in the NFL right now.
No, he wouldn't be. He wouldn't make it.
If there's 36, he's number 30. I mean, that freaking ugly the kid that looks like Napoleon Dynamite that is the quarterback for Jaguars is better looking than him.
Mike Glennon looks better than him.
Oh, God. Glennon. Well, now he's all clean cut. He does look better, but.
Even his 50-foot neck. So, I don't know.
Good luck to you. That's all I say.
Nah, he doesn't need it anymore. you get a
Godspeed.
I'm done working and I'll take my $26 million along with everything else I had and I don't have any thoughts about any
No,
of
I don't feel I mean I guess only feel bad if the guy truly wants to play football and just doesn't
and
have
sucks.
It anymore.
Yeah, as a sports fan, because that's why we
and
want
like
people
me,
to have
I'd
that.
Hate I'm not a Colts fan, always a Luck fan though. Always respected and liked the guy all through college.
I think everybody. There's ubiquitous.
He's never done anything that makes you not. I mean, smacking guys' ass after they tackle him.
Yeah.
As a defensive end, I love that. As a, you know.
Well, it's just sports, like a sportsmanship. He was always had that. So, I don't know. I'm with you on that. I don't want anybody that quits anything to have a shitty.
But why? How come nobody hated on Jason White when he retired, you know, his rookie year after winning the Heisman, you know? Oh, Danny White. Sorry.
No, you're right. Oh, I don't know. Yeah, I don't know why. just because it didn't matter. Luck's such a huge name.
No, and, I know.
And so
but
much
with
potential.
White, he, I mean, he was coming off a Heisman, so he was a pretty big name.
I think everybody kind of knew, though. That's why, I don't even know we got surgeries. Drafted in like the sixth round, mm-hmm. and so it just was what it was there. He'll be in the XFL now,
hopefully.
Which is good.
The XFL is just going to be Oklahoma players,
right?
That's
why I love
it's what
so
you're
much.
Hoping for. Eight teams of ex-Oklahoma players.
Oh, my God.
Boz is on one of them. Coaching, of course.
Now, the NFL, luckily, with this... With the past few years,
yeah, there's
of success,
quite a few of them there now, but not a full team of them yet.
I know the Ravens are trying; they're trying their hardest.
Well, the Ravens and the Browns are the Browns have what I think five Oklahoma
yeah.
players now.
Yeah, well, you want to be the best, you got to get the best, man.
How many Oklahoma players are on the Patriots?
None.
Nor,
I don't know if any
Michigan
college,
players.
I don't know how many college players are on the Patriots.
Well, they're all from like
yeah.
the Citadel or
right exactly. So I don't know. I'm it's a huge story. So if we're gonna do a show where we talk about some headlines, we should talk about Luck. It was the biggest story. Whether
I really
sports
just wanted
or not.
To do it because there's the better story is today at a press conference they asked Belichick, "What do you think about Andrew Luck retiring?"
Yeah,
and I find it impossible to believe he says he didn't know. He says the first I've heard of it, and he says. Sorry, I don't follow them.
Well, I don't find that hard to believe.
I guess
Belichick.
I don't either.
I don't think he fucks around.
I don't know. You listen, because I've watched, like, he came in and did, like, this coach's thing. He knows a lot more and watches
well,
a lot
he does
more.
That
and
shit.
He's actually a pretty funny
but
cat.
But I don't think he found out by on Twitter, which is where it was all over. And
yeah.
then on sports, he doesn't. I don't think he
but
watches
But I have
that
trouble
shit.
Finding he doesn't watch game tape or doesn't watch. I mean, every football. I mean, because
he watches game tape, but not on ESPN.
Yeah,
he's
that's
got,
true.
He's got
they send it
stuff.
Right to him. The edited coach's version.
Yeah. I could see him just plowing away at trying.
I just
to figure
can't
out
coaches
a,
would. I mean, because that's a kind of a is not any lately.
Well, but, that's what's so sad. I guess that's the sad part. If Tom Brady would just get on his $3 billion horse, because he makes more money with his wife than he does
yes.
even playing football. She makes more than he does on a yearly basis. And they both have more money than Davy Crockett anyways. And he's succeeded well beyond anything that you could ever... It'll never be touched again, probably,
no.
in our lifetime. At some point, bud, I know that with this system and with the guys that he puts around you to...
And you can't hit the quarterback no more. And
all that shit, that you will be able to play for another 2, 3, 4, 5, I don't know. But, dude, get the fuck out of the way, because Andrew Luck could go win a Super Bowl if he went and played for the Patriots.
Yeah, I mean...
If Andrew Luck was there, Andrew Luck's 10 times the quarterback that Brady is.
But, you know, I agree with you because I don't like Tom Brady in this sense. But if Jordan could still be balling today at 56 and putting up 14, 15, 16 points, I'd
yeah.
watch every game he fucking played in.
Yeah, but Tom Brady's not fun to watch.
I know, unless you're a Patriot fan or a fan of, like, a perfectionist as quarterback.
If you're a Patriot fan, that'd be it. Which, oddly enough, as many Super Bowls as they win, they still can't gain
any fans.
Yeah,
they don't
fans.
Have any fans. They have less fans.
Yeah. I don't know.
People jump off. I've heard, literally, I have friends that were Patriots fans that aren't anymore, and there's no reason, like, if you were 5 years ago,
yeah,
you should
be.
Definitely be now.
Nope. No, it's just a bad style now. I don't know. It's a system that is...
But it's kind of, I think, you know... Not
there's
necessarily media, but they've been made into the bad guy because
yeah.
they've done some bad things. And
yeah.
then, the face of your, like Tom Brady only in the last couple of years has even been like a decent human being. He's always been, which has made him why he's the killer that he is.
I think a lot of it is they're like three plays away from those Super Bowls to losing way more Super Bowls than they ever won.
Uh-huh. But
I mean,
they
should have lost every Super Bowl that they were in. They probably have a moment there where they should have lost that game.
Yes.
Being down
don't.
By 50 at halftime, definitely with the one with Seattle.
Well, or the Falcons one was the one. I mean, they're down 38.
That's what I mean.
Yeah.
That one and then the Seattle one. But even last year, there was a play
no, the
where
Rams...
second half started and the Gurley took off for his 80-yard run and gets called back from holding in the middle.
But then they don't play Gurley the rest of the game.
I know, but that's what I'm saying. That these things, these weird things that happen, and it seemed to only happen
to them.
For the Patriots. Yeah, I don't know.
But or
that's
unless they
sports.
Play the Giants for some reason.
Yeah.
The NFL likes to give the dumb Manning Super Bowls.
I would love for him to get another, just to fucking, for Peyton to be so pissed.
If it was on another team, I'd be okay with it, but not on the Giants.
Yeah, that's true.
Cannot happen there.
Loyalty's
he could come
life.
To the Cowboys and win one. I'm fine with that.
Welcome back to Monday Morning Sports, everybody.
Sorry.
We can talk about that. That's the good
no,
thing about this show. We should be able to be a mile wide on our topics. There's
well,
no reason.
This show is talking about, the Wednesday show is talking about
stories that happened 30 years ago.
Or just, you know, the shock shit. And all, or the whatever we find that not everybody else is talking about. This is a show where we can talk, put our opinions on stuff that other people are saying a little bit without talking specifically about politics or specifically about sports or whatever.
Yes, it's not set up the same way.
It's kind of water cooler talk, you know, almost. Some of the stuff that got talked about throughout the day, or people are talking about throughout the day.
I think we covered a lot, though, tonight. So that's good enough for tonight.
Yeah.
I think.
Godspeed, Russia. Hopefully those nukes don't get you too bad.
Good luck up there, lesbian astronaut.
And I'm praying for the chrysalides. This stuff about tax evasion, it just it sucks to hear about good people getting...
Yeah, that's a weird-ass story,
That is too. A weird... And how that ugly daughter got brought into fame and people are... I'm confused. I just got involved in this story today, so...
I know. I'm going to go home and watch Kaepernick work out.
All right.
And now the Conrad and Jack Show presents Monday Morning Papers.
Please buy a paper from...